Hello and welcome to another episode of the Trifle Life Podcast. I am your host, Nicholas Trevelyan. Nicky T, as my friends like to call me, and I'm so pumped up you're here. Season 2, Episode 2, let's hit it. Now guys, let me give you the groundwork for what's happening right now. I am not in the studio, okay? I don't have my professional setup because we are a real raw bunch here at the Triumphant Life. We're for the doers of the world, the dreamers of the world, the people that want to do more, be more, and achieve more, which brings you here. So check this out. I'm actually driving right now. I'm stuck in traffic in San Francisco. So I was so inspired. I had to pull out the mic and just say what's up to you guys and put this here on a recording, get this on paper for you. I just ran across the Golden Gate Bridge. It's been a bucket list out of a mind for my entire life to get up and do a morning cardio session and run across the bridge. And I just finished that. So I was so inspired. I had to pull this out so you can get me real raw and in the moment. So I apologize if you get a little bit of a shakiness. You can maybe hear some traffic or my GPS going off because I'm learning San Francisco, but I wanted to get to you this message to help and serve you, add some love, add some value to your life. Let me ask you a question. Is there something in your life right now that you've just been dying to do? In your heart, in your soul, is there something burning inside of you? One of those, I call them bucket list items, that inside of your heart, you're just like, damn it, I want to do that. I've wanted to do that forever. Let me ask you a question. What the hell's stopping you? Really think about that. What is stopping you? And what inspired me was this morning to get up and run the Golden Gate Bridge. It's been a bucket list item of mine. It's been something I wanted to do. I wanted that photo out there. I wanted to feel, you know, the fog, the mist there in San Francisco. I wanted to see Alcatraz. And I got up super early this morning, guys. It was freezing cold. And I got up and I went and did that. And it maybe took 2 hours total, you know, with traffic kind of getting back and forth. And I got to tell you, I stopped halfway through the bridge and I got tears in my eyes and I started crying because I knew how much I had wanted to do that and how that was something that I knew this, that when I was 80 years old, sitting in a rocking chair, you know, kind of rocking back and forth, I knew that if I didn't do that, that would be something that I would have regretted when I was 80. Now, let me ask you a question. What would you regret not doing when you're 80? Really think about that. If you want to pause this and come back, that's fine. The whole podcast is for you to add value to. When you're 80 looking back, what in your life right now do you want to do in your heart that you would regret more than anything else when you're 80 that you couldn't do? And really think about that. Maybe jot that down. Maybe send a text to a loved one, to your spouse, to a family member and say, hey, you know, I've been dying to do this. You know, I travel a lot. And the reason I travel a lot is because they are bucket list items that I know when I'm 80, I'll regret. You know, if you've been following my story and following my ride, I saw the end, guys. When I was paralyzed, I had to have conversations that if I didn't wake up, what would happen? I had to talk to my family about what to do with my funds and, you know, my assets if I didn't make it out of surgery. I've seen the end. I've been in tears. But you know what? Looking back, I was able to fight through that and I was given a second chance. And when I woke up from that surgery and I could feel my feet and I had toes again and I was still alive, I was still standing, I made a promise to myself lying in the ICU hospital bed alone that when I got out of there, I was going to live life every day. You know, they say you only live once. I could not disagree more. You only live once? Fuck that. You only die once. You live every day. So live life every single day to the fullest. So let me ask you, what is in your heart and in your soul right now? Is it that trip? Have you been dying to go to Australia or backpack Europe? I don't know. Have you been dying to go to the Grand Canyon? Is there a family member you just missed so much you wanted to just go see? The thing I want you to understand is there is not a lock on the freeway. There is not a lock at the airport, given you got an ID and a passport, right? You can pretty much go anywhere. You don't get on the freeway and you head state to state and there's a big gate that says do not enter, can't come here. Guys, we are in the United States of America. We do have some listeners in the UK and in other countries, and welcome my folks over the pond there. But really think about that. The world is small. You are a plane ticket away in 8 to 10 hours from Europe or another country. It was a trip, guys. One of my bucket list items was to see Japan. Buddy called me up. He goes, hey man, I want to go to Japan and let's go to Thailand. Within 2 seconds, I'm in. He goes, how'd you decide so fast? I said, it's a simple formula. When I'm 80, I will regret this. So what will you regret when you are 80? Do that today. Don't wait for it. Don't put off, I want to, I should do, right? Tony Robbins says it best. We should all over ourselves. I should do this. I should do that. I know you should. There's a lot of things I should do too. And before my accident, before my surgery, I lived that way too. Sure, I had a good life, but there was a lot of things that I was dying to do. I'll get to it eventually. Guys, I'll tell you this. One day at 32 years old, you might wake up paralyzed from the waist down and not know if you would ever walk again. I was healthy. I was an athlete at 32 years old and woke up, did not know if I would ever feel my feet again. I should have done a lot of things. And I'll tell you what, let that story inspire you because this has nothing to do with me. This is why we have the Triumph Life podcast and Mind Movement right now. What do you want to do? Is that get a different career? Is that get a raise at work? What's stopping you from walking in, becoming that person? Maybe you wanted to start a side hustle. Maybe you wanted to start that clothing line. Maybe you wanted to start that blog. Why not? What the hell is stopping you? Sure, right now you're inserting, well, Nick, you don't understand. I got a job and I got to work. I know, we all do. We all can make up a million different excuses for why we can't do something. You know what I can also do? I can give you a million reasons why you can. That's why you are here. Whether you saw me on Facebook, Instagram, you're on my website, I don't know what brought you here. Maybe a friend shared with you my podcast, or maybe you're in one of my students. Maybe you've just been following the Triumphant Life movement. Maybe you've been following my story. I don't know what brought you here to click play on today's podcast, but something did. Let that sink in. Why are you here? In your heart and in your soul, there is something you want to do, somebody you want to be, something you want to change, or someplace you want to go. So what the fuck is stopping you? Just do it. It's interesting, guys. Like, you can probably hear the freeway right now. I'm cranking down the San Francisco, in San Fran, cranking down the freeway right now. And I was just so inspired because even yesterday, I was talking about running the Golden Gate Bridge. And in my head, I came up with a million different excuses. Well, there's a ton of traffic in the morning. Well, it's going to be cold. I had people around me tell me, hey, it's a little risky. There's a lot of traffic out there. You shouldn't do it. You know what, guys? Don't listen to the naysayers or the haters or the doubters. It has nothing to do with you and has everything to do about them. Don't buy into their bullshit. And I'm so glad I did it. So I got up early. I ran the bridge. I don't think I've smiled that big in years, guys. I stood on the middle of the bridge. I started crying, started laughing, smiling, singing. I had music on. I'm dancing like a crazy fool running down the Golden Gate Bridge as the bicyclists are flying by because I knew what that moment meant to me. I knew how hard it was to get to this point and how many different excuses I could have made to not come on this trip, to not get on the freeway, to not drive out. It's going to take some money. Sure, I get that, guys, but you're going to trade something. You're going to spend the money on something else. And what I found is this, you can't take it with you when you go anyway, so might as well enjoy your time here. You live life every single day. So like I said, when I started today's quick little podcast here, guys, I was just inspired by today's moments, and I really hope that they inspire you. And maybe take some time reflecting on this. This won't be a long podcast, be a quick one, because I really want you to take some inner work today. Take some quiet time. Shut down the inbox. Get off of social media. Put some music on. Go sit in nature. Go sit in a park. Go get quiet and just think about what is that thing that you want to do? You have it right now. You know exactly what that is. The minute I say this right now, you're probably even smiling going, how the hell does he know this? Because there is that trip in your mind, whether that's back home to see family, whether that's a trip up the coast to Australia, to San Diego, to Texas, to Europe, to Japan, to China, to Thailand, to Bali, to volunteer, to Peru, to I don't know what that is for you, to learn surfing, I don't know, to pick up the cello, the piano, the guitar. We all have something. They're passions in our lives, and you have that. So what's stopping you? And let me ask you this question. If you were to book that trip today, or you were to pick up that new hobby, or start that side hustle, or become that person, read that book, I don't know, get fit, whatever is going on in your world, which is amazing, how good would you feel 90 days looking back if you started? Or if you booked that trip, or if you went on that trip, how many memories would you make? I saw this really, really cool sign on our trip here, and it said, hands will fade, but memories last forever. And isn't that so true? So really think about what thing in your life that is a bucket list item, that thing you've been wanting to do, dying to do, whatever that is for you. Can I just tell you today, I'm encouraging you to go do that, and I'm giving you permission that it's okay to go chase your dreams. It's okay to become a kick-ass, amazing person. It's okay to take a risk. It's okay to put yourself out there. Because if you don't, I know this for a fact, when you're 80, 90 years old, sitting in your rocking chair, you might regret them. And think about that. I just live a life now of, would I regret this? Yep, then do it. It's as simple as it is. So maybe jot down on a piece of paper, maybe on your phone's notepad, on a computer. Maybe get on Facebook or Instagram and share that. Maybe hop on, you know, a travel site, Travelocity or something, and book a trip. Maybe call that friend and say, hey, I want you to roll with me on this. I want to backpack Europe. I want to go to Ireland. I want a bucket list trip. I don't know what that is in your world, but I'm giving you permission today to chase that dream, to open up the world and go get that bucket list done. I told you guys from day one, stick with me long enough. I'm going to convince you have greatness inside of you, because you absolutely have greatness inside of you. You have limitless potential inside of you, and I believe in you. Guys, episode 2 is in the books. If you like this episode, throw me a 5-star review. It's the greatest compliment I could ever get. And maybe you have a friend right now, a family member, a colleague, somebody that you know would be inspired by this. Just simply share with them this episode. Tag them on social media, Facebook or Instagram, or just simply shoot them a text. Share them this link and say, hey, I was inspired by this podcast. I was thinking of you. That's all you simply got to do, guys. And that's the greatest compliment I could ever get. Episode 2 is in the books. Season 2, guys. Thanks for sticking around. Bye. Hey, until then, chase your dreams. Be blessed. Talk soon.